And just was happy that you're coming and wanted to come and everything. Happy you're coming.
And then we have shooting.
Have you heard about your BDs? You don't smoke?
Oh, yeah.
But not in this house?
No, I do. I just smoked one.
But then what about the board that you signed, that you put up there?
That has created...
Thank you. That's only for outsiders coming in. Not the inmates.
I was saying earlier, I'm going to put up a sign, thank you for smoking.
Thank you. But that's a very good board. He said, thank you for not smoking.
Yeah.
Before actually seeing whether the man has done it or not, he said, thank you for not smoking.
That's a common way of, in various doctor's offices and...
Yes, sir, yes, sir. It's all sophistication. Doesn't mean a thing.
Jack still wants to hear about the pretty girl. Perfect girl, finally. I was saying he wouldn't tell it, the tape recorder. Yeah, it's working erratically at best, so you could probably get it in between.
You also sent me to hear the massaging story tonight.
Oh, that's what I said last night.
We heard it last night.
Yeah. Some of us heard it last night.
But the majority haven't heard it.
Haven't heard what? Massaging story?
No.
You are not there? You are not there last night? You are not there?
Yeah,
is it turn off the recorder?
Turn
off?
Clearly a good story.
I don't know how to turn the other one off.
Press the button.
Right now.
Wait, you
have a
story?
Right now. Office is being recorded. Is that what it is?
What, the other guy? Not your records?
All letters were canceled just for that one night.
Huh?
Were you there that night?
What night?
He told everyone, he just had the men together. He said he was going to have a stag party.
Baba did.
And he told everyone that the restrictions were off that night. The men said that...
Restrictions are what?
All previous orders.
And, except they had to stay there. And the men said he had been told by Baba not to smoke or drink. And he said he put a cigarette between each finger. He hadn't smoked in 15, 20 years, and a bottle of each arm, and was going around like this. And a bottle of both of his ears and called him double donkey. I wonder if there's any other story.
No, I don't know about it. You see, many times it happened that all the persons were not present when things happened around Baba and what he said. Certain number of persons were present, others were not present. Many times it happened like this.
Are you in touch with Meenu now?
Really? Because the relationship with Pakistan and India is not good all these years. Now they are again disturbed. I think Rashid is right, they had come to Nagar. But Meenu Tharaswa did not come, could not come. And Ali Rashid's son from Canada came to Matthews to see me. He was there for a number of days. I have a great story yesterday.
Yes, off a telephone.
And half off
Ali, you have been with Baba for so long and seen so many stages of
aspects of his work.
People drawn to him in different times. Now you are probably, without any question, the most current of any person because of this last tour you're taking. You've seen London and Peter's Center, you've seen East Coast, Southern California, here. What do you think? What are your thoughts when you see this is...
Varieties. Varieties, types of centers, men, Baba lovers, all sorts. It is said that the world is composed of men of all sorts. And Baba's family is also composed of men of all sorts. What is it exactly you have in mind to ask?
I'm not sure. Basically, just what your thoughts are after having spent so much time with Baba so individually, and it was such a small, intimate band, to see him command the world and the world's attention and the development of so much literature, so much... And yet still, it's a little bit quiet.
Shall I tell you one thing? I have said this quite a few times in my talks also, that having lived with Baba till his lifetime, of course, that comes to 47 years, and if you count it today, it comes to 54 years, I sometimes feel that I have not made a beginning. That doesn't mean that I have not gained from him. But it means how high he is and where am I. But it requires just a... it is in his hands. Not for me, for you, for everyone. It's just a thin curtain in between that hides us. But the thin curtain hides everything. You see, we have got your eyes, we see. Supposing a small curtain comes up over the eyes, we are not able to see anything at all. It's a small curtain, but it hides away the whole vision. So that ignorance is there. Until that is removed, we would not know exactly what it is, because Hafiz says, Han chun namir mashar raqib nahi zasrar ghaib Baashad andar, this is Persian, Baashad andar pardabazi haye pinhan ghamma khor. Han chun, like this, you do not get disappointed. Han chun namir mashar raqib nahi zasrar ghaib, because you are not conversant. You are not acquainted with the secrets of the whole existence. Baashat andar parda baazi haaye penhaan ghammakho. There are many, many games, concealed games played behind the curtain you are not aware of, but do not get disappointed when day you come to know about it. Happy says this.
Beautiful.
No doubt.
Were you present in Hyderabad when Erich's father threatened to tell Baba about his Mandala telling dirty jokes?
I don't remember. No, I do not have been there. May I be sent that? Yes, what about it?
I heard a story about it. I just wondered if you were there and wanted to tell about it.
So it is not something very new. It did happen like this. See, Baba was God, Baba was man. He was very, very practical. He was not only the master, spiritual master, but he was a great psychologist. And moreover, what a psychologist would do, he could read all, he would read all your thoughts. As I said, one day I tried to tell him lies a number of times in Manjil Amin, but then he would know all what I thought yesterday, what I was thinking then, and what I would think in future. All is an open book to him. That I was fully convinced of from that day, from that incident. So, what is it called? Baba is a real answer. In the world, and in the other worlds also. You could take any stand, you could speak from any point of view, and if you try to leave, you do that, it would be our funeral. You see, when we speak with somebody, we speak from a standpoint of our whole sort of logic or intelligence. We can't deviate from that, or we have to admit our ignorance about it. But for Baba it was all free. He could say anything from anywhere, and yet be free. And he said that he was free. He was not even bound by his words. So it's a state of consciousness we can never conceive of, really. there are so many different aspects of consciousness in the world. We know the consciousness of our human, ordinary human beings, in our dream state, in our sound sleep state, the consciousness of a dog, of any other animal, of anything and everything in the world whom we call as being conscious, having consciousness, and also of the inner worlds, the six inner worlds that Baba has described. He was conscious of all that at one and the same time. Can you think of such a thing? I do not know. And he was, but he had that power to cut off any consciousness at any time. Just if you wanted to think of human beings, you would think of human beings, of animals, of the inner worlds, one, two, three at a time or all together. So he had the power to think of all consciousnesses at one at the same time or individually at any time. And that's why, how it was possible. Well, when he was brought down by Upasani Maharaj from the superconscious to normal conscious state, at that time all this noise and din of the different aspects of existence came to him, and it was very difficult for him to bear. And he had to stand through his physical ear because he was coming down, you know.
You said that the other day. Is that really the way he expressed it?
Huh?
Is that the way he expressed it?
He did not express that way, that it was his physical ear. But he said that was a great suffering for him. And I compared that suffering to the suffering after he came to the normal consciousness. And then he had the sway and the power and the authority over all the different aspects of consciousness that he could control. And then still the suffering persisted. That suffering was different. That suffering was the inner working for the other world. So he was not at that time prepared to take up the universal inner work. So what was the suffering? If it was the spiritual eye, ear, through which he heard, then the suffering would not be very acute. You see how the argument, he has not personally said that, but he said, I suffer intensely. I personally heard him apart from the books. It is a great, great suffering. That's why he was almost unconscious of the body. He was coming down to consciousness also, partial consciousness. He was regardless of all his food, his sleep, his talk, everything was almost like half-mast. The suffering was too great. So what could it have been? Now he's coming down to normal consciousness. He's getting normalized. So slowly and gradually that normal consciousness is getting unfolded before him, and he has to bear up these noises. So with what ear was he? If you call it spiritual ear, ear of the first plane, second plane, third plane, you can say that. But because he was heading toward normal consciousness, it was this ear. Many, many things he has not made very clear, left it to our interpretation. Now the Bhav that he has written a book, many times he gave certain indications and Bhav had to fill in. Baba wanted it that way. There was no much time. So Baba gave him the incentive and he filled it by his blessings. It is done. Bhav would tell Baba, I don't understand what you say. I don't know. How shall I write? I say, you take down whatever I say, whatever little I say, you take down first. But afterwards it was revealed to him. Bhav says this.
So it is written? He is finished?
He is finished. He is alive, but the book is finished.
It's in Hindi?
It is in Hindi. It is in prose, it is in poems, it is being translated in English. You had some talk with him about it?
Mm. Yeah. He told some about it. He said much what you did. He said that Baba would give him some points and he would be totally in the dark. Absolutely what to make of this. And not just for a few weeks or months, but even a couple of years. And then suddenly it would be clear to him what exactly Baba meant, and he would write it.
That is there, but you see, we man, we don't have patience, we want to understand everything on the spot. We are in a great hurry to be born, to be educated, to get a job, to get a pension and to die. And to marry, to beget children, to get a job, to get a pension and to die. What a glorious thing a man has done, a poet says. क्या कर दिया है बाप क्या कार्य निभाया कर गए बीए हुए नौकर हुए पेंशन मिली और मर गए That's why I tell you my brothers what a glorious thing a man has done. He was born. Then he graduated himself. He got a beautiful job and a pension and he died. The glorious thing in his life, your purpose.
Didn't Bob tell about how many pages the book should be?
Nothing of the sort. Where would he go to say the previous? Actually, what he was dictating just a giving indication of certain things.
He didn't tell him how long he had to finish the books?
No. He didn't impose any limitations upon him. He said it should be.
Rick, didn't you say there were some things about mayor information that you wanted to talk about to me?
Not really.
What is this picture? What is this red spot on the head?
What?
On Baba's. What is this red spot? It shows that he was wounding his head there. Baba's
picture. It just came out that way.
Genius, the artist of this.
I see.
Some people thought it was a jewel, some people thought it was a flower.
No, it made me think that when Baba was dashing against his head on the ground and the wound was there, probably the artist wanted to show that wound outside. Good.
Adi, since Jack is urging about
Universal scapegoat.
you know something of the work that we do. I've described something of Mirabhav information. Everyone who is here does something with Mirabhav information or has participated in what we do. If you were us, and you've spent your time and years with Baba, and if you were us now, and you were you, Adi, what would you tell you, us, to do? What kind of encouragement, what would you say, if you were had not been born as Adi Rani, and lived these years that you have, but you were born like us now, we're working in Mirabhav information. What are your reflections? What would you urge yourself to do? What would you want to be sure to emphasize and so on?
What I would do really is, as Baba said, the whole world belongs to me. Whatever goes on in the entire world is mine, it's my work. But there are two aspects of that work. One is the personal, another is the impersonal. Personal I call the direct, impersonal I call the indirect. So I'll be very happy to do the direct work, and the direct work is what you are actually doing now. His literature, his pictures, talks about him, meetings about him, in whatever way the work is done. Baba has not laid any hard or fast lines to do the work like this. He says he was so universal that anyone who takes in his mind and head and together or even alone wants to do some work of Baba, in his own way he can contrive and he can plan. But he has to be very honest, he has to be very sincere and dedicate his time, his resources to him and does the work. That's all. Because Baba is very vast. Even for the rest of the avatars, they have confined themselves into certain religions. Baba is not. Baba said, no, I have not come to establish any religion. I have come to revitalize all religion. I am in the religion, I am above the religion. So anything and everything which is selflessly done in the name of Meher Baba, the highest of the high, or for him, is legitimate. I see, really know. Serious difference, it all depends upon the man which is own ingenuity, which is own planning, which is own concentration, which is seriousness over the subject, with the time you can spend on it and energy, the money you can spend on it. Fine.
Would you be at all interested in joining us and working here at the Maryland Institute?
Yes, sir, sir. Longer than I'm here for a week.
Longer. Yeah, much longer.
More than a week?
Yes. We would like you to see our office.
Yes.
At some stage.
Yes.
Would you like to do that now?
No, Mr. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, down those outside stairs, I think there won't be a problem.
No. I will go. Well, these stairs also can go down.
Yeah, but it's easier outside.
No, the thing is, if my legs are too painful, I walk on the head.
Like this. You see at this stage all the modern equipment. You've been at Mare Oceanic and seen all the tape equipment, the video things that the Lux have taken over. It must be amazing contrast to you to compared with
my work that
you put out of the Nagar office at yes. King's Road with yes, the yes. materials that you had.
Baba always said that there are beautiful lights in the theaters, in the halls, in the buildings and all. And powerhouse is always in semi-darkness. So we don't bother about it at all.
Literally a semi-darkness, so the power doesn't always work.
Huh?
Electricity doesn't always work now enough. Mm. Don't you think modestly that you're really the best educated man in the world? I mean, as no, seriously, as Baba's secretary, you not only have gotten all of the Baba's teaching and experience, but such a world's variety of people writing in and seeing how he's dealt with each individual. You've seen it all. No university in the world, not all of them together, could have created.
Yes. That itself, you see, sometimes drowns me into it so much. But I get absolutely overpowered by it, I do not know. It's very difficult to keep myself in balance when I think of all of it at a time, really. And it is quite true.
Well, I understood that you did have to go in for a brain annex just to get some additional cells to cover the...
Uh-huh. No, I'm not yet gone, but I will have to go out. But who knows, Baba may bless me, may not put to such an inconvenience of doing that at all.
That's why you have Jack, Abhi.
Huh?
That's why you have Jack.
Ah, yes, you are right. Yes. Sometimes he makes my some inner cells all benumbed. that you feel the less of your surroundings and the impacts that have come from all around. You don't feel much when your mind gets a little numbed up. So it is all there. But the thing is, this is nothing compared to what it is. Dunya wo karwar, dunya heech dar heechast. This comes in the world itself. Although you may have this imaginary demarcation between what you call spiritual and what you call material, the experience doesn't exist. Any material act can be spiritual act, any spiritual act can be material act, depending upon the motivation. So we call this world as all this world. What is the knowledge of this world? It is nothing. It is some, the day we shall come to know by virtue of our experience that this is really nothing, then we shall be in a position to appreciate what everything is. But we are so involved in this nothing that we cannot think of anything but nothing. It is there, sir. It doesn't take a fraction of a second for Baba. Just like this. Everything goes away. He's an entirely new life is born. We know, we are positive about it. But since we know that he knows, why should you go and nag him and say, you give me this Baba, you give me that. Why didn't you give me? You used to do that before. Why didn't you got the realization? I don't want anything. I will say, why don't you give God the realization to the whole world? Let me be the last if you want. And if not also, I am not bothered. But I know that you are. That is all. Really speaking, what is this knowledge? What is that thing by knowing which a man knows everything? We must have that knowledge. What is that thing by knowing which a man knows everything? And Baba goes a still step further and he says, who is the personage by serving whom you serve the whole universe? So any bit of work that you do for avatar, Mahir Baba, you are serving the whole universe, take it from me. In whatever big or small way that you do. जब देख न सकते थे दरिया भी था कतरा, जब आंख खुली कतरा भी दरिया नजर आया. When I was not able to see, the whole ocean appeared to me as a drop. And when my eyes really opened, I could see the whole ocean in a drop. जब देख न सकते थे दरिया भी था कतरा, जब आंख खुली कतरा भी दरिया नजर आया. And it is very totally true. I heard Baba say that it is true that the drop and the ocean are not really separate, but because you see them as separate, so the defect is in your sight and seeing, not in its existence. Both are one. Is confirmed with certainty. So when it is there, we do not think about it. Supposing you have insured your life with an insurance company, you definitely know something happens that you are going to get the reward. Do you want thinking about it every time? No. So why should I think about God here? I would really find myself wasting my time if I do it. Instead of that, I should do another some Baba's work. The work that you are doing is far too better than thinking about God here. Not that one should not think. Instead of thinking God realization, I would try to think of the avatar who is going to give me God realization.
Haven't you often felt that you are the most fortunate and that being most fortunate, that doesn't mean that everyone else who has
less fortunate
also felt that experience with Baba has also been most fortunate?
I think so. You are right.
And what a life. What?
Life with no worry whatsoever, in spite of all the worries being there, but all the worries are skin deep. And Baba's love and conviction about Baba is heart deep. That is the situation. Duniya ga hasti hai to gar zero zabar shavat, bar khud mad aur heech to zero zabar shavit. Apese is the very foundation on which you stand. Get topsy-turvy. Do not take it to heart, because actually you are not topsy-turvy. There is something else. You are there as ever. So do not bother about it. And such a mental state you come to enjoy being with Baba. You see, anything happens, I would suffer, everybody would suffer, even Baba. Just a Baba lover would suffer, there will be a temporary reaction. Supposing you are sitting there, and somebody comes and claps right near your eyes with two hands, and you say, no, I'll keep my eyes like this open. There won't be a reaction like this. It's not possible. When I clap my hands, you will do like this. So a Baba man will do like this once or twice, once. If something happens, some calamity. Take for instance this clapping of the hand to be a calamity of the world coming on to you. And the reaction of you is that you flicker your eyes. What the effect on the Baba man would be that if your hands are clapped and some calamity comes, you flicker once or twice at the most. And what will the worldly man do, do you know? If he gets that impact, he'll go on doing like this all the time. So hours and days and nights, he won't stop doing that.
That
the impact will be too deep.
That analogy you gave of the balance down at the retreat was very good. About how instead of going like this when calamities come, there's some shake, but
yes.
It doesn't.
Yeah, right. You see, when we say that we keep a really balanced mind, that doesn't mean that the two balance is so steady as this and thick. It moves. But if I was in the world, the balance would be like this. With Baba, it is only like this. That makes a world of difference. So I say, it all stems from attachment, nothing else, because we are attached to certain things. That certain calamities come to us and we are afraid of losing those attachments or the things to which we are attached, that we lose our balance. Or else what is it? Nothing should touch us at all. So Baba gives you that strength. All the attachments, apparent, should be apparent attachments. And your attachment with Baba should be substantial attachment. And all the rest of the attachments, apparent attachments. That means all the attachments should be skin deep, and Baba's attachment and love should be heart deep. It is that. In this really contained everything, the essence of spirituality. Because after all the practices and prayers and everything is only to get this, to love and conviction. I am convinced that God is, and I will love God more than anything else. That is not the name of life. What else? Can you conceive of anything better than this?
It's too simple to build a religion on.
That is why.
We'll try.
That is why the poet says, Khayalo ki unjhal mein main mubtala hoon, tere zaat ke koi jhagde nahi hai. I am involved in the ups and downs of my thought. So far your reality is concerned, it is most simple, there is no confusion there at all. The confusion exists in me. I see through the glasses of my confusion, and then I say that God is confused, God is impossible to... He is not, he is very simple. And his very simplicity eludes our attention. I can't ask God to become less simple for me, to meet my confusion yet.
Adi, while it's still light, would you like to go down?
Yes, surely.
Let's do that. Yes, it's not nearly so big a deal as we're building up. It's just our office, but...